Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Connection. I am one of the hosts of this program, Anne Baldwin, and
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, the CEO from The Connection. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Well, we've got a great conversation lined up for this morning's program, and we're so excited to have Kevin Wilhelm. He's the president and CEO of the Middlesex United Way, doing such great work. Collaboration, we talk about that all the time, between The Connection and the United Way, and you know what a great partnership.
It is a great partnership.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here today, Kevin.
So Kevin, I know that you wore pink for radio, so people can't so let's point it out how cute you look in your pink today.
I just
pink tie and pink shirt.
This is see.
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is. It is. And he's comfortable in his own skin that real men wear pink.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Kevin, you and I had a chance to chat offline before we did this program, and I learned a lot about the United Way. I mean, it's like this big brand, right?
Right.
But
correct.
It really trickles down to the local community, and that's what you're all about.
Exactly. Middlesex United Way is, like all United Ways, are local independent organizations governed by a local board of directors. And so what that means is that all the money that's raised here stays here to benefit local people through local nonprofits that we fund, like The Connection.
So what are some of the programs, Lisa, that you guys are collaborating on, that you're working together on? Because, you know, there's so many folks out there in need from different aspects. What are some of the things that you're working on together?
Well, one project that we're working on right now is the Working Cities. But before we get into that, the United Way has really assisted The Connection with grants in helping us fund some of our programs. That has been extremely helpful to us. And we're extremely grateful for Kevin and the United Way, Middlesex County, and the impact that the United Way has on many lives. Really, it's stunning to me, and I'm really grateful for the support. And you know, the thing that I always blows my mind, Kevin, is you folks do so much, and you have a very small number of staff, and they're lean and kind. But the work that they do, it kind of is astonishing to me, because the staff is small, quote unquote, in number, but large in what the output is.
So, isn't that what we want, though? You know, it's like we want the money going to the programs and going to the people. We don't want the money going to the overhead.
Absolutely, and we want good outcomes. So you know, one of the things that Middlesex United Way is involved with, the Connection runs the Eddy Shelter, which is the only shelter for homeless mm-hmm. adults in Middlesex County, and we really very much focus on housing as one of our focus areas, and we expect to fund the best programs, most effective, demonstrating good outcomes. And the Eddy Shelter they reduced the length of stay mm-hmm. of their guests, people who need that service, by 42% recently. That's a really good outcome. That's worth funding. That's worth getting involved in.
And we're appreciative of that, Kevin, and the United Way. And also, the United Way has provided funding for our Middletown TCCs, which is our outpatient clinic, as well as recently the art therapy model, which we're going to be talking about in another show.
Absolutely.
So we're really grateful for, you know, for the support. So the Working Cities Challenge, Kevin, I'm going to kick that off to you. You're the lead, and the United Way is the lead, and we're the co-lead.
Yes, so there is a competition throughout the state of Connecticut. There are 10 communities left where there is funding that's kind of coordinated by the Federal Reserve Bank. They've done this in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, where it's about system change over a 10-year period. And there are 10 communities left competing for grants. I think there are going to be 4 or 5 grants awarded
right.
over a 3-year period of about $500,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take something, a health and human service issue affecting low-income people, and do something significant. So what we're working on for our proposal in Middletown specifically is to is that 41% of single-parent families live at or below the federal poverty level guideline, and we want to reduce the percentage of single-parent families living from 41% to 25% over a 10-year period, which means, you know, these are folks that need to work, they have kids, they need opportunity, and there's lots of different layers and pieces to this, and so that's what our proposal is, and we're, it's being finalized over the next month, and hopefully we'll compete and be successful, and we're co-leads with the City of Middletown and the Connection and Middlesex United Way.
Well, and I know that the mayor of Middletown has been so supportive as well and really appreciates the connection.
Yes.
And you know, it's one of those things, and I'm going to editorialize for a little bit, because if it weren't for grants, we can't rely on our own state to help these programs and help these people. That's my editorial comment. So, you know,
it needs everyone working together, right? You've got corporations, the nonprofit community, government, faith community, individual. It takes us all.
It does, but I don't think that enough people understand the reality of what needs to happen. And this really is a hand up. It's not a handout.
Exactly.
So people are like in a, you know, they're like in a burp, right? Like you're in a burp and you just need some help to get to the next step, right? And that's what the United Way does.
It does.
And I just applaud that, and I think it's fantastic. And, you know, a big part that we talked about too, Kevin, is the volunteer component. Like anything else, if you don't have people out there in your communities helping you support this and get the word out and helping people that need help, it can't happen.
Absolutely. And we consider ourselves at Middlesex United Way the volunteer center for the county. We work mm-hmm. in all 15 towns, and so people can go to our website and look up opportunities every day for individual volunteer jobs, or group, companies can look for group opportunities, and we're really really focused on that. And especially at this time of the year, there are people become more interested in those kinds of volunteer opportunities. So there are a number of them that are coming up. And I was talking to Ann earlier about this wonderful project where there's a large collaboration, almost 100 partners that help feed over 1,000 families, eligible families, at Thanksgiving. And some people are collecting food, some people are donating money, some people are volunteering to go to Stop and Shop here in town and Price Chopper and to encourage shoppers to buy certain items. Mm-hmm. The police are collecting turkeys, and it all comes together and in a wonderful way. So now we're, before you and I, we got involved, there was one organization serving modestly 400 people in a modest way, and now we're serving over 1,000 families with very significant actual Thanksgiving meals. And it's just a cool, awesome thing to do. And you can see more about how there are various different ways that people can get involved in that, and you can see those on our website.
And the website is? MiddlesexUnitedWay.org.
Correct.
Like you, Lisa, I had to tell Kevin he didn't have to say www.
Yes.
And I don't have to dial 1 anymore either.
I know. Hey.
It's all good. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Kevin Wilhelm. He's a president and CEO of Middlesex United Way. And you know what? In back in my Channel 30 days, you know, the holidays are here. You know, they're right around the corner. And I remember we did a Joy of Sharing where we take people turkeys, or there was like a gift giving tree. And I was the gift of sharing reporter. And when you actually have the opportunity as a volunteer or as somebody that wants to do good for a family that just might be in a tough spot, there is nothing more rewarding than that.
It really is.
I mean, it's stuck in my DNA now. I mean, I absolutely will never forget the faces of the kids that got the bike that they wanted, or the family who got the turkey delivered to them who wouldn't, you know, otherwise wouldn't have a turkey. I mean,
that's right.
It's so grassroots. It's really talking about, you know, treating the whole family from the bottom up.
It's really giving back to the community, which I think is so important about the work that the Connection does, as well, of course, as Middlesex United Way, and really wrapping your arms around a community and really taking care of a community. And sometimes, you know, a lot of things that we take for granted, you know, our next meal, home, you know, putting a key in a door, and the significance of having a safe place to live. And, you know, I'm really blessed to have a partner like Kevin and Middlesex United Way. Because together, you know, we collaborate with other nonprofits in the area, and it just makes us all stronger, and we all believe in the same, really, mission. Mm-hmm. And so when we bring folks together to the table like we did for this Working Cities, the amazing thing that happened, besides, you know, the fact that we wanted, you know, we're hoping that we would be awarded this this grant opportunity is...
When will you know?
February, right, Kevin?
Early next year.
Yeah. What happened, what has happened for, you know, my staff and for others is this amazing ability to see folks come around a table and be brilliant and have great ideas, big hearts, and really care about a community and put together a plan with everyone's strengths and make, you know, at the end of the day, it's sort of like making a meal, like everyone puts a seasoning in sort of a pot. I'm Italian, of course, I'm going to use that.
Of course, you are.
But seriously, and then...
Put it in a meatball.
Hey, but at the end of the day...
Did you bring any to sample?
I will, though.
Did you bring any for Ann to sample?
Hey, Christmas is coming. I'm going to bring you my cookies, Kevin.
Okay.
So, but seriously, I think it's been so amazing for my staff and for myself at the original kickoff of this to go around a table, no hidden agenda. It's all about how we each have strengths and come together and make this amazing plan, right? And I'm just so grateful to be in Middlesex County.
You know, one of the things, though, Kevin, so the United Way does what it does. But let's be honest, the connection does what it does. So people have different issues, right? Whether it was incarceration, you know, whether it's substance abuse, whether, you know, there's so many different things that people deal with. And you've got to treat the problem before you can help the person. You've got to treat the whole person, the whole family, right? You've got to address the issues.
Ideally.
Address the issues.
Correct.
Ideally, it's you really need to deal with the family unit. I think we've learned over time that when you're helping one person, that's key, but also all the people that person is interacting with, not necessarily blood related. It could be, you know, a friend, a sponsor, whoever that person is, right? Mm-hmm. And so we try to do that in the work we do because things need to change for a person, right? And
right.
So wrapping those services around a family is always ideal if you can do that, but that's what we try to do.
So Kevin, you shared with me a story. Can you share with our listeners about the young man? And you talked about earlier that it's not only the services, but it's the faith community. It's really the community that comes together. And
right.
You met this young man. So tell our listeners a story.
Yes, I have the privilege and opportunity for years now for once a month, to serve at St. Vincent de Paul, which is a local organization based in downtown Middletown. It's a soup kitchen for Middletown. And I sign up through Rotary. I'm a member of Middletown Rotary, so I go once a month. And someone came in that I served that I know from my church, and he asked me to sit down and have lunch with him, so I did, and we were chatting, and I knew already that he had dropped out of school. He just turned 18, and he was going back for his GED, so it's a two-year process, and he's been very diligent about that, but he was looking for work. He needed some part-time work. He needed a job, so I said, walk with me. So I'm walking back to my office, and about halfway between the soup kitchen and our office is a wonderful restaurant in downtown Middletown called Lan Chi. It's owned by a board member for Middlesex United Way. And so I brought this this young guy in there and introduced him to the owner and asked if she had a job opening to potentially consider my friend for, and she said, I do have a need for a dishwasher, and then they set up an interview, and he got the interview, and for the last 10 days he's been working there, and he's got to do what every other employee does. He's got to be responsible, show up on time, listen, learn, and he's actually thinking about potentially that culinary is a career path for him. His brother's actually a chef at another local restaurant, so it really could set him on a path between his education, which he's proving that he's really working for that, and he has a lot of family issues that that make life a little bit more challenging for him. But he's trying to step up and do his part, and so I'm excited by that.
That's great, and you know,
he's got to earn his keep, though.
Absolutely,
he's got to be a good. Right. He's got to be a good worker.
Right, and we talk about stereotypes, right? Like you said, he was a high school dropout,
right.
So that we all have this whole image of a high school dropout.
Right.
Well, I've got an interesting story. My younger brother, was a high school dropout. He just wasn't engaged. Mm-hmm. He was, I don't know, something was different. So he got his GED, and today he's an ambassador for the DEA.
Wow.
In Beijing, China.
Good.
You know, I mean, so you know, it's one of those things where don't let that define you.
Exactly.
I agree. And I think, you know, I believe very strongly as an optimistic person, everyone has potential. But I have three kids, and I joke with them about, please don't peak in high school. Do not peak in high school. So people do need time to figure out themselves and who they are and how they could be successful. And it may not happen at 16, but it could easily happen at 26 or 36.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are your plans, Lisa? And what are your plans, Kevin, working together, moving forward, and helping our society? That's what you do, right?
Right.
That's what you're all about.
Right now, we have our team that are putting together this grant proposal that we're going to submit for the Working Cities, and folks are diligently meeting. I think they've met two or three times already this week.
That's a big deal.
It is. And so we're putting that together, and so we're going to kick this project off, but I know that there will be future projects that we're going to continue to work on, and looking forward to what those possibilities might be.
And Kevin, what can we do for you? What can our listeners do for United Way of Middlesex County, or, you know, United Way in general? They might not live in Middlesex County. So what can we do for you?
Well, we're about to launch a brand new marketing effort, and the focus and the theme is United Starts With You. So it really is about the person and what they can contribute, and we have a call to action in terms of giving, advocating, and volunteering, and we would like for people to potentially get involved in any aspect of that. And that is I think it starts, honestly, people can contact me directly. My favorite part of the job is to get them connected to the community in a meaningful way that makes sense for them, whether that's with us as Middlesex United Way, and we have lots of opportunities for that, or an issue, health and human service issue that they're passionate about. I'm happy to connect them to an organization that they're going to get involved with and really do meaningful work. So it's very important to make the right match. You can go to the website, you know, middlesectionanyway.org. You can find my name on there under Contact Us, Kevin Wilhelm. Just contact me directly, and I can figure out how to get you best involved.
We also are really building up our United Way campaign this year in the organization, and we support the United Way that way, and folks donate, our staff donate money that's taken out of their paycheck. We're going to beat our number, Kevin, that we had next year.
Well, here's an example. I'll go $10. What $10 does, so $10 we might buy breakfast today, but that also provides 57 nutritional meals for low-income individuals that need a little helping hand. Or $200, that's a new cell phone upgrade, right? That provides 10 care kits for survivors of sexual assault while they're at the hospital. So, you know, anything that people can do that they're willing to give is going to be really valuable and important and potentially change a life.
And I know that our staff are, you know, we have a large staff, over 400 staff, and probably 150 folks that are contractors, so close to 600. And folks get really excited when we get to donate to the United Way, because we know that it's going to help people and solving some problems that Kevin talked about, and it just makes everyone feel really good to be able to do that, in addition to the fact that we also can choose where we want the money to go to. So when we fill out the United Way campaign form, you know, we have options if there's a certain you know, population that we want to serve.
You can direct it.
Yeah. We can direct it. So that's really great, too. But
so your individual employees can say, I wanted to go to this program, or I want this. See, and that's great, because we all sit there and, you know, frankly, a lot of people have their hand out. So where can you give and what can you support that's really going to make a difference? I think that's a question for all of us, right? And then you talked about, Kevin, too. Go down to the soup kitchen. If you haven't volunteered in a soup kitchen, you haven't seen the reality and the gratitude that these people have to have a hot meal.
Exactly. That's a great point. People, it's so interesting how many people come through the line. Some people are having a rough day, and they're quiet, and their head is down. And many people, thank you, bless you, thank you for being here. And many of them only have 20 minutes. Not all of them, but many of them are working. They've got that half an hour, and they're running in to get a quick meal to go back out to the job. Not all of them, but again, it's not. But there are plenty of them that are working downtown and just have that 20 minutes, and they run in and eat their meal and go back to work. And so there's just families, there's little kids, there's 2-year-olds, there's 6-year-olds. There are elderly folks, people with mental health issues that are really trying to make, you know, to just be successful in life.
It really isn't. It really will impact folks to really help out, let's say, at Thanksgiving, because I've done that many years. Where,
right, and you know,
you see these little kids, right, like, you know, these whole families that are coming in. I mean, all ages, like Kevin said, mm-hmm. but when you see a family, too, and the little ones, it really, I know it hits me, you know, it's just a reality check of, and you feel so good, and they are so grateful.
Right, and you know, I think we're all there. Like, I know I am. You know, I'm, what, one paycheck away from being in that situation. Mm-hmm. You think about, you know, things that are beyond your control. We can't control that, you know,
right.
Corporate, you know, laying people. I mean, we're all living, you know, to the end of our means.
It's true.
So
most people have very little or no margin. They don't have any margin.
That's
one
right.
thing, a car repair bill knocks them off. And
oh,
in
yeah.
fact, we've actually assisted over 350 families stay housed
wow.
because of one-time event, you know, a new prescription, or you're injured for a couple of weeks and you can't work for 2 weeks, or you have a sick child. And so one thing knocks you off course
mm-hmm.
and you can't pay the rent.
Yep.
So we'll pay the vendor directly based upon whether it's utility or your car repair or your prescription. We pay it directly to the vendor, and the person gets back on track and they stay housed. And almost all of them are families. We want people to stay housed who are working, again, trying to make ends meet and do what Americans value. People want to work hard for their living, whether they have modest means or significant means.
Well, and I
we
think
value that.
We do,
right.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes the system is set up in a way that, you know, it doesn't support that.
Correct.
Like,
right.
I've got a sister on disability. She's got a brain tumor, right?
Oh, wow.
She can't work. Because
right,
if she
right.
works, then
we need to take care of her.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, if she works, she can't mm-hmm. get her disability. So it's like
right.
this double-edged sword. And that's why agencies like the United Way and the Connection that treat the person and get them to the next step are so critical.
It is. It really, it's such great, rewarding work.
Right. And again, I want to give out your website, Kevin. It's MiddlesexUnitedWay.org. And, you know, I could see somebody listening to this program, and Kevin said, call him. Pick up the phone and call him.
Those are my favorite calls.
You know, and so yes. what a great opportunity. You know, what does that say about somebody who says, look, call me. Like, not everybody comes on the show and says, here's my number.
Mm-hmm.
What is your number, Kevin?
It's 860-346-8695.
Wow. Who does that?
Not too many people.
Nobody does.
That's what know. That's what makes the middle section.
You know, and we sort of joked about it, but in all honesty, the thing I value most personally is kindness. And if people are open enough to call and try to figure out how to get connected and involved, I certainly would extend kindness and try to figure that out for them. That's just who I am at my core.
And I think sometimes people just need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Someone to guide them in the right direction. Or, you know, to be out there and feel helpless and hopeless doesn't help. Yeah. So if you can talk to somebody that says, try this, or, you know, and that's where the collaboration between the Connection and so many other agencies like the United Way comes into play. So, you know, what is your final message? What are your words of inspiration, Kevin, for people that are listening to this program? Because it's early. And what do you want people to see from your perspective?
You know, it's interesting that I think in this time that we're living in, we have a huge advantage that United is in our name, Middlesex United Way. And I think personally, regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, you know, people are clamoring for people to work together and to rally around things that are important and have shared values. And not that United Way is the focus of that, but it certainly reflects who we are. We believe that everybody has the opportunity to succeed, and everybody has the potential to get involved and help other people and to learn from each other. So I think the time is right for us if we can communicate more clearly who we are and how we help people. And I think that spirit and that message of unity, our people are clamoring for that. And so that's my optimistic nature, even in times that maybe seem a little bit challenging, you know, in this day and age. That's just me.
Well, and you know, it's the faces and the voices of the people that are going through what they're going through. And if they get the support services, they can take it and move on, right?
Exactly.
Right. So,
and you help one person and they tell the other person, someone else, and they reach out and help others, and that's sort of how it all trickles down.
There are many stories like that. Most people who have had really, really significant challenges and overcome that, they are absolutely wanting to share that knowledge and help and what they learned and help other people.
Exactly.
That is the American spirit,
it is
it not?
It is. We need to get back to the basic. It sounds, I mean, Kevin, you made it so simple, you simplified it, but it's so real, right? If
it
everything
is.
Just gets so overly complicated.
Right.
And it's
keep
that
it simple.
Keep it simple, the act of kindness.
And we have to believe in each other, regardless of how, like, we have to believe in the value and worth of each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do, and you're looking pretty in pink, and that's why and that's why at the end of this program, we have actually Ann Nyberg from Channel 8's Daughter singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And if that doesn't hit you in the heart, what will?
Wow.
Right? So Kevin Wilhelm, President and CEO of Middlesex United Way, thank you so much. Again, the website is middlesexunitedway.org. You were a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Keep spreading kindness.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
And thank you for listening to this edition of The Connection on WTIC News Talk 1080.